Inviting you to find a position that feels really inviting and compassionate for your body and mind and heart as they are right now. Setting up of the posture is as much part of the practice as anything that happens later, because it is a deep connection with how our minds, bodies, and hearts are feeling and what they intuitively need. So taking that permission to look after your posture in a way that you feel will support you over the next 15 minutes or so. But ensuring that you are sitting or lying in a way where you feel that your breath is not constricted in any way, that there's freedom for your chest to move, for your abdomen to move. As we gather our attention and bring it gently to our breathing, following the in-breath and the out-breath. In this practice, ensuring that we've got space for the exhale to fully complete, and that there's no rush to begin the next in-breath. That when we set up a comfortable, supportive posture and make some time, we can trust that over time, our breathing will settle into a slower rate and rhythm that will regulate us, regulate our whole neurophysiology. We don't need to try and feel a certain way or breathe for any certain length of time, but more that we're ensuring that we've made time for the breath, making time for the in-breath and the out-breath to even out in length. For the breath to have permission to come and go as it wishes to and needs to. And that with time and space, the breath will slow down eventually. And this is a great gift to our body as we slow down and breathe out. We gently engage the vagus nerve that allows our rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system to come online. That acts as a gentle antidote to the sympathetic nervous system firing up, pushing us through our days, acting on the threat system, fear of what might happen. And we can charge through our whole days like this, unawares. So here we're intentionally making time for the breath to have the opportunity to settle, to slow down, to regulate. Not just itself, but all the other systems of the body that benefit from us taking this time to pause and breathe and just be. Cultivating this gentle space sense of bringing care to each breath as it moves in and out. Sense of kindness towards the breath and the body and the mind, which may still be very busy, and the heart, which may be feeling bruised, troubled. Holding it all within this soothing rhythm breathing practice. Perhaps it's helpful to place your hand on your chest over your heart and feel the way the breath is moving in the chest. But also feeling the sense of supportive touch, sense of gently holding the heart in awareness. The sense of offering care to the body through the supportive touch of having your hand placed on your chest. Or you might even want to experiment with having one hand over the other. So both hands on the chest. Holding the body, holding the heart, holding oneself, sense of caring kindness. Perhaps you want to experiment with having your hand or hands in your abdomen. And feeling the breath moving right down into the abdomen. The gentle rise and fall of the abdominal wall as we breathe in and breathe right out. Letting go. Letting go of judging thoughts, self-critical thoughts, anxious thoughts, as best you can. Letting go of paying attention to them, even though they might still continue chattering away in the background. But here we can bring our attention to our hands and the abdomen and really connect with the breath down here. Or perhaps you want to try holding your elbows with the other hand. So the right hand on the left elbow and the left hand on the right elbow. And this is a way of giving yourself a very gentle virtual hug. Something that we can do in times of distress, especially if we're can't leave the situation that we're in, we might just hold our elbows like this, and rather than it being a defensive, closed off posture, it becomes a way of offering gentle, caring touch, gentle holding of ourselves in a difficult moment. And then if this offers you something, and of course it can take quite a little bit of time to cultivate a compassionate image or presence in your meditation practice. But the imagination is powerful, so over time it can be very useful sometimes to cultivate sitting in the presence of a compassionate image. Someone or something that is holding all of your experiences, troubles, challenges, mistakes in kindly, compassionate wisdom, seeing everything, understanding all of the pressures, the drivers, the forces that bear upon us that cause us to behave or react unskillfully at times. And to bring much gentleness to all of this. It might be someone that from your past that was a kind and wise presence in your life, whether they're still alive or maybe departed now. Maybe it's a character from a novel or a film or some other area in your life where you've encountered an experience or some kind of an awareness of a being that can emanate kind, compassionate wisdom, understanding and accepting all things, understanding the mistakes and follies that we get into as human beings, holding it with gentle smile, care, and understanding as we try our best day in, day out. And for some people, it's not so much a person, but being in the presence of nature that brings a sense of scale and perspective to human suffering, sees us as part of the gigantic ecosystem of the earth. Maybe it's a tree with deep roots into the earth, strong branches reaching up into the sky. Perhaps it's the sea, the ocean, the wide horizon, or a mountain, the desert. Taking time to choose what feels right for you. Image, person, a being, something from nature. Something, whatever it is, that's completely non-judging and has your best interests at heart. It wants you to be happy and at peace, and to not inflict suffering on yourself by being self-critical or harsh or hard with yourself, but to soften and breathe and be held in kindness. A place to come and rest when times are tough. Being seen, understood, and held with infinite care and tenderness. So in a few moments, we'll bring this practice to a close, and taking your time to gently come out of the practice in your own time.